Very glad to have Congressman Mike Thompson on the line with us because so much has happened over the course of the last 12 hours or so. Congressman, thanks for being here.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Very good to have you here, too. One of the statements that you made after the budget was passed, finally, after the government shut down and then the budget was passed and then the president signed it, was that it is not a bill that I would have written, but it is a bipartisan compromise that funds the government, suspends the debt limit, and outlines a budget path going forward. Those are pretty kind words coming out of you, Congressman.
Well, it's probably the kindest words I could muster for this bill. You know, I just think it's a terrible way to run a business.
Well, you know, I was thinking this morning that if we personally were performed at our jobs and continually, you know, came up short so many time after time after times, we'd probably be fired.
No question. That's why I say I said this is a terrible way to run a business. And what I mean by that is the Republicans always say, elect us and we'll run government like we run a business. Well, there's not a business in the world that run like this.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Absolutely disgraceful. They've done a terrible job. They've shut the government down twice now this year. This is like the sixth CR that we've had. There's going to be another CR coming due on the 23rd. It's just terrible. And it is a bipartisan agreement. I understand that. I want the government funded. I don't want the government shut down. It's got a lot of good things in it. But as I say, it's not the bill I would have written because it's got some stuff in it I don't like at all.
Yeah, and that's always the case, isn't it?
Always the case.
Yeah.
And importantly, for your listeners, this was incredibly necessary for our district because of the fires.
Amen to that. This is something we are thrilled about, Congressman.
Yeah, absolutely. It provides the money that we need for our cleanup and recovery. It provides the funding ratio that the local paper, the Press Democrat, just wrote an article yesterday that explained that if we didn't get the funding ratio that's in this bill, Santa Rosa would be on the financial ropes, as would the county. And we needed this part badly, and I worked real hard to make sure it got in this bill.
Yeah, I know you did. I know that you and Jared Huffman and others spent a lot of time and a lot of energy making sure that this disaster aid money was a part of the budget, and thanks for your efforts there. I know that in Sonoma County, we're talking about some pretty big money and some pretty big percentages. You know, we were looking at the government pitching in and paying perhaps about 75% of the cleanup costs, and with the new budget, it looks more like they'll pay 90% of the cleanup costs.
And it's fabulous a 90-10 funding ratio.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I don't know what it took you to twist those arms, but it worked.
Well, we got it in there. Jarrett's a great partner to work with. We were able to work together. We got the 90-10. We got what will probably be upwards close to $5 billion for our collective fire areas in the counties that Jarrett and I represent.
That's very good.
So that part was good for California.
Very good. As far as the rest of it goes, what's the biggest impact this budget will have on most Americans?
Well, it's going to have a lot of impact in the health area alone. Everybody supports the Children's Health Insurance Program, and we're able to expand that to 10 years of funding, which is extremely important. And then there are a number of what are called Medicare extenders, bills that impact the Medicare community, and they were all set to expire, and we were able to extend those. So Medicare's independence, a number of my bills, for instance, the Medicare's Independence at Home program, where people can stay at home and get the health care they need.
Right.
We're able to extend that. There was some electronic medical records reporting that makes the medical record system work better, that both helps the healthcare providers and provides a safer environment for the healthcare benefactors, because the system works better. We're able to extend the provision for getting help for people who need orthotics and prosthetics. We did some more in regard to my telehealth access to Medicare, allowing people in underserved areas to be able to use telehealth. We had the hospice, my bill to allow patients access to hospice care, which allows physician assistants to serve hospice patients. These are all very, very important.
Yes, they are.
Provisions.
Especially as our population ages. Now, of course,
absolutely.
A lot of the
big... Read you and me.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly right, Mike. And, of course, a big chunk of the budget had to do with money for the military. And I'm wondering, is there enough in this new budget to, make room for that giant military parade the president wants?
That is the stupidest thing that I've ever heard of. The idea of tearing up our streets, the idea of spending a bunch of money to brag about our military to benefit, to get some sort of kudos for our commander-in-chief is absolutely stupid. If we have money, enough money to do something like that, it should all be spent on veterans. If we want to show our support for the military, let's make sure we provide veterans with the benefits that they earned. We're not in competition with these dictators around the world where we have our military marching by, high-stepping and saluting.
Apparently it impressed Trump when he was in France.
But, I can't speak for him. I wouldn't even try.
I know.
This guy is so far out of my bubble, as I'm sure he is yours. But it's just another ridiculous thing that he's either said or tweeted.
Well, for one thing, just getting back to what we were talking about, one of the things that I'm happy to leave this conversation with is the good news of it. And we have some idea, Mike, of how much time and effort it took to get those disaster dollars coming our much needed way. So we thank you for that. And I know that you're going to be close to home. You'll be in Vallejo on Sunday, and you'll be presenting the Public Safety Hero Awards to a lot of the local law enforcement and first responders from the 5th Congressional District. It's always great to honor those who continue to serve.
Oh, they serve us every day, 24/7. And one of the neatest things I'm able to do in this job is just to tell them thank you.
Well, it's going to be a great day. That'll be Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. at the USA World Classics Event Center on Sonoma Boulevard in Vallejo. And Representative Mike Thompson will be there to take care of that. Mike, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. It's an important
Anytime.
Morning
great
to hear
to
from
to you.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.